Continuing Siman Reishit, we are up to Sif Aleph. We are continuing the Mechaber. The Mechaber had said, if a person eats a food and eats less than a kazayas, or he drinks a beverage, and we'll pick up from here, pachas mirvias, less than a revias of the beverage, be miyayin, be mishar mashkin, whether it was wine, beer, whatever you drink, mavarat chila bracha roi lo simin, ul achrav e mavar klal, you do not make any bracha at all. No bracha chren. Now, v'yish mistapkin lemer shadavar shu kibriyasoi, kigoyin gagar shel enav, oi shel rimon. Let's say you have a garger of a grape, one grape, or a rimon pit. Even though you eat less than a kazayas, it's one pomegranate seed. Because it's a beria, it's kibriya, so you ate a whole entire thing in one shot. So perhaps you would indeed need to make a bracha achrona on that. The fact that it's a beria makes a chashuv. This comes up in Masechtas Makos, comes up in Yerideya as well. It's better to eat less than a kazayas. Lizar shaloi lecho baria pachas mekazayas. Either don't eat the baria or eat more. Eat more than a kazayas, then you make a bar nefashos or whatever the bracha achron is after eating that. The Rama points out lemikibela im achle kemoishu who ate it as is. I'm lucky chagari menu. If you took out the seed, the pit lemikibaria, that would not be called a baria. The ish mestapkan oiv bracha achronis shayanim bracha nesal kazayas. Another suffix here is when it comes to wine, there are those that are masupik. If you make a bracha achrona when it comes to wine, if you had less than a revias, you simply only had a kazayas, would that be considered enough? A revias, don't drink less than a kazayas, Ela pachas mikazayas, only drink less than a kazayas, I'm thinking of havdalah, or a revias, or drink a revias. When it comes to havdalah, you're sort of stuck. And we saw this earlier in halacha, that you want to make a bracha, you want to be yoytze the bracha, so you have to have rav revias. When you have rav revias, you automatically add more than a kazayas, and now you're automatically in this situation. So havdalah, a person should drink a revias, and it's proper that by havdalah, and even by the fourth cup of wine, many point out that even though it says in the Haggadah to make alagefen, but you shouldn't make alagefen if you drink less than a revias. That's true. However, you shouldn't drink less than a revias because you just put yourself into the shaila. Since you have to drink revias in order to be yotze dal kaisos, in order to be yotze kaisha bracha, so now to drink less than a revias, you're putting yourself into a suffix where the mechaber himself, it's not an achron, the mechaber himself says time is our shle lishtais. Less in between a kazayas and a revias. Let's see the mishaburus of katan beis pachas revias v'shir revias v'kazayas alakaman simri shayin alf nechus kiddush of katan samachas mishaburu bir halacha sham alakaman simin tav peivav b'mishaburu or bir halacha mevorah tchilu afilu al kol shehu b'imit v'aroichu b'mashkir da'asid honis merlum hazeh b'loi bracha. One should not have hana in this world without a bracha. L'achrav de v'pas v'loik sivah chata v'sabot v'rachta v'in achilu b'chol atar b'chus mikazayas. Eating has to be kazayas v'shar advarim k'shetinu chazah bracha chronik ein zeh tiknu that you have to eat a shear. The mashkin not midashem amalin in shtias mashkin asur in dechiv beravias. Dechiv is beravias. This comes up in hachzaitza on Shabbos or the like. Hachanamik she tiknu bracha chwena b'mashke b'shir zeh tiknu. It makes sense. They made it have the same shear, and it's a loy plug. It has to be a revias, and this is not like the Taz who says that it goes by based on the beverage. It has to do with some type of svia. It has nothing to do with svia. It has to do with the chashivas of the beverage, and it has to have a revias. Gagar shel enov. A gagar of anav hu hadin yagda achas a kines achas one bean will be the same halacha. Shemavachan achrov mechashivusi v'nisras kodem achil lemikir bayer. If it was nisrasik before you ate it, that would not be called a barrier. And I believe I didn't see this today. I didn't look it up, but kimadumani the place can point out if a person eats half of a grape and then you go back and eat another half grape, that's not considered a barrier. It's only if you eat it in one shot. Otherwise, you'd have to start thinking about every time you eat something that I eat a full carrot, that I eat a full nut. So if you're only eating, by the time you consumed it, it wasn't a full animal, a grasshopper, I guess, a full fruit cluster. So you would not be running into the shaila of bracha right now. Either way, eat a revias or a kazayas, eat a kazayas, and you can make a proper bracha achrona. Next, you swallow the entire thing, and this is where the pricing probably come from, that this they're coming from this point, that's what a berry is. Then it would definitely not be called a berry. It starts falling off through the cooking process. Gam kinirish ideas and espatam and Hashem beria, and therefore you ate one bean from the challah, but it's not a full bean, you would be putter from this shayla. Hagarin v'loy mibay magarin roy gam kin la'achloy. For sure, if the seed is edible, but v'alei de chesren by removing it before eating the grape, an espatam Hashem beria may a pre. The pre is no longer considered a beria. V'afilum hoy ma'aminu shein roy la'achloy esen klal. Gam kin espatam a pre mitoris beria, it loses the status of beria ideas by removing this the pit. So let's say the garin itself is not edible, but if you open the garin, there's something in there that is edible. So, like a plum. He ate whatever was inside, and you spit out the outside of the shell. Other beverages, one should not drink in between. Al kazayas, there are those that hold it has to that even on a kazayas, you would make a bracha achreina. So they say like this, that the hu shlish revius, it's a shlish revius. So let's say a revius is 3 ounces, kazayas is 1 ounce. The afshadlinin mashka gamkin masharin and kamay bechila bekazayas. So the point is that when it comes to mashka, maybe we have the same stat, same shear. That kazayas is the same shear both by food and by beverages. And therefore, when you drink a kazayas and you did not drink a revius, you automatically put yourself into a shayla. And therefore, the Mechaber concludes, Toiv l'chein toiv l'zar, it's proper to be careful not to drink in between a kazayas and revius. Alapachas, either drink less now or drink more than revius. But the evidence shuts a kazayas vein revius. So what should you do? Toiv l'zar shlayishta ad roiv revius. Kol shin shlayishta kishir be'ev shushnei chak revius. Don't drink a little more. D'yesharam dal shirim elu yeshta varach bracha achreina. And you end up running into a problem. V'ayin le'el simen kovtzadi siv katan yodalad mashak asavnu sham. That you're not allowed to make a bracha achreina, and therefore there will be no difference. And he also points out there the halacha regarding scotch or bourbon or the like, that we do not differentiate. The halacha is that those items also require a revius before making a bracha achreina.